Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's 8:35 on Total Information AM with Carol Daniel. I'm Tom Ackerman. Last month, our next guest, Theda Person, finally heard the words she's wanted to hear since 2003 when her son Christian went missing, that Dwan Ferguson, her son's father, was guilty of murdering him. The body of Christian, who was 9 years old and severely disabled, has never been recovered.
And in a shocking twist, just last week, Dwan was found guilty of raping two of Theda's relatives, impregnating one of them. He faces life in prison. Theda joins us in studio now. She's the founder. Among other things, she's a singer. She's in a band called Flex. She's the founder of Looking for an Angel and was kind enough to come downtown and join us in studio. Thank you so much. It's so good to have you.
Thank you for having me.
We want to talk about the documentary, of course, that you are planning. You're raising money for that, about your son and the case. But you kept pushing for a resolution and for justice. You never let go of your belief that he killed your son.
That's correct.
How did all these years?
I mean, if you know the truth, I mean, you just have to stick with it, or, you know, it'll never come out. So it was imperative that I remained focused, that I remained steadfast, and I did what was in not only my best interest, but the best interest of my child, my children, my surviving child, and also this community.
I mentioned in the open that the body has never been recovered. Theda, are you in communication with Dwan's attorneys to try to convince him to tell you what happened and where his body is?
They're not in communications with me. They really don't like me. It would be nice for the GAL. It would have been nice anyway if the GAL, who is Nathan Cohen, if he would have done what was in the best interest of my children to start, and if Judge Thomas J. Frawley would not have allowed these things to transpire, then maybe my child would be alive today.
GAL is?
Guardian ad litem.
And what did the judge allow to transpire? What are you talking about?
Well, a lot of times when abuse and neglect is part of a case, they may, or if you're going through a disillusion of marriage, which is part of another story because I was never married to the father. But actually what they did was they changed the name of the case from a disillusion of marriage to a paternity establishment, a paternity case, when paternity had already been established before I even entered Judge Thomas J. Frawley's court. So, I mean, it's like if you mess up in the beginning, you're going to mess up in the end. And that's another reason why I had to stay steadfast so that the facts will come out. And they do this to a plethora of families in our communities, not only in St. Louis, but around the country.
It sounds like there's either inept behavior on a part of legal, legal system or apathy.
I like to say that they are intentionally wicked. So they know what they do. And you can follow it, but a lot of people don't want to follow it because they may be part of the conspiracy. And I use the word conspiracy. I said it a lot in the beginning of my journey, trying to keep my children safe before the father even received custody. But people, they just thought that I guess I was crazy or something. Why is she saying in cahoots? Why is she saying conspiracy? Because I looked up the Missouri statute myself. And I was just studying to be a teacher. That was my goal, to be an elementary teacher with a minor in English and physical education. But that was interrupted with what transpired with the father trying to take my children from me wrongfully. Because you're supposed to be proven unsuitable, unfit, and unable. I was totally suitable, totally fit, and totally able. But they told me I'd lose custody anyway.
Do you plan to expose people in this documentary?
Definitely. Attorneys, social workers, judges, a lot of people have touched this case, and I look forward to sharing that information because a lot of times the issues persist because people don't know the connections. They don't know what the chief disciplinary counsel is. They don't even know who's the, like some of the people who are part of that now because it's, you know, it's attorneys and everything. So it's like attorneys are judging attorneys, and that's not equitable. I'm just saying, if you have people checking themselves, how can you expect a positive outcome? So I feel like the people should have some say-so, whether it's in policing, no matter what it is. The people have to have a voice.
Some of the testimony that came out, what it sounded like there were things that were happening that someone should have known in how DeJuan was treating Christian, not giving him the medication, not picking it up, not,
exactly. You
know, soiled diapers. It was just tragic testimony.
It was totally tragic, and a lot of people had this information. They suppressed it. They oppressed me. They depressed me. I could have taken my life. I mean, I wanted to jump out of windows. But I knew that if I did not stay the course, the truth would not come out. So I had to get it together. I had to become my own therapist, become my own counselor, and stay focused. I grew up an athlete from swimming with Matthews Dickies to, you know, being scholar athlete at Harris Stowe State College, because I graduated.
At the time, yeah.
Well, I graduated, it was a university, but it was a college when I was playing sports and coaching. But I just had to stay the course, because if you don't, your story won't be told.
Do you think that you can change the way missing children cases are handled?
I'm doing that right now. I've created legislation. My future ex-husband is State Representative Michael Person, who just lost the election. Rachel Prouty is now my new state representative, and she's helped me advocate for missing persons. I don't know if his legislation is still out there, but you can see all of the bills that are up under his name. I created each and every one except for the charter legislation, because I'm with AFT Local 420. At least I was. I used to be the secretary for AFT Local 420. So there's a lot of things that I've done and a lot of advocacy work that I do, but a lot of people don't know I'm working on their behalf. Like, one piece of legislation came about because a person that I was serving through Looking for an Angel, her child's case was labeled a suicide when all they found was his foot. So I'm like, how can they determine that his case is a suicide and all you're saying is his foot was severed? I mean, where's your evidence? And I love evidence. That's why I wanted to be an attorney as a child, because I'm like, hey, I need some evidence. Even in promoting kids in class, you have to have evidence to either hold them back or push them forward, mm-hmm. or allow them to move forward.
I can't even imagine what your reaction was to last week's child rape verdict.
I was not surprised, and I just think about how many other victims are out there, because he always worked in capacities where he was overseeing people who could not properly advocate for themselves. Whether that was him pretending, I would hope that a real minister would not do the things that he did or has done, but he claimed to be a minister early in our relationship. You know, it's just crazy. We worked together at institution. Like, I used to work and live at the Missouri School for the Blind when in my earlier college years. So I taught them life skills, took them on trips like, you know, Hidden Valley or wherever they wanted mm-hmm. to go. I read menus so that they can create Braille menus and things like that. Well, he was working at Judevine. So something happened over there. Now, you know, I'm looking back like, was he part of that situation? Situations came up at Annie Malone when he was there. You know, it's so many things that people don't know. But because of the political power that his stepfather, John Steffen, had in St. Louis, he owned a construction company, a mover and shaker. And since his biological mother, who's now deceased, DeJuana Ferguson, is, you know, when they were together, they were they were doing things.
And their names that you're saying, that I feel the need to reach out to them if I can to find out what they have to say about these things. And
I would like for you to do that.
To prosecutors, if you're saying that there might be other victims, I wonder, are they looking?
Before we go, where are you in the planning stages for this documentary? And do you need people? Are you asking for people to help you?
Yes, I created a GoFundMe account, and I'm not looking at it right now, but it's like Missing Murdered Christian Ferguson, if they go to GoFundMe. And the story has to be told. My story has to be told. Christian's story has to be told. My surviving child's story has to be told. And I feel like a lot of times people are producing victims of crime in our communities because we are victims of crime and the system is the perpetrator. So it's all about accountability, and that's what I'm hoping to bring out through my story, telling my story about how Christian used to be. A lot of people don't know that he functioned as a typical child. They think he had cerebral palsy or something like that. I'm like, no. And when I tell them, hey, he walked and talked and sang songs and everything, they're like, I can't believe it.
Theda Person, thank you so much for joining us on KMOX. We will follow the story and keep us up to date on what you're doing.
Thank you so much.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.